Thomas Massie, Biden's new gun controls go against 200-plus years of American history. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 11, 2022. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, is pushing back against President Biden's controls on so-called ghost guns by tweeting that Biden's executive action runs counter to Americans' ability to build their own guns for 200-plus years. Breitbart News reported that Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, is classifying 80% gun kits as firearms and requiring a background check for the purchase of those gun kits. The DOJ's move is part of Biden's attempt to crack down on so-called ghost guns. Massie is warning that the actions being taken against so-called ghost guns not only go against American history, but are also evidence of Biden making law instead of Congress doing so. Massie tweeted, "The Constitution does not authorize the federal government to prevent you from making your own firearm. This is a fact that has been recognized for 200-plus years." Also, Article 1, Section 1, literally the first operative sentence in the Constitution, says Congress makes law, not POTUS. Democrats refer to unserialized guns as ghost guns, demonizing those guns today in the same way they demonized AR-15s in the 1990s when they were trying to secure an assault weapons ban. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.